welcome to Walk Together Fiercely. We are just so glad to have you here. We invite and we also thank you for being a part of our community. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your precious time with us. We know how valuable it is. I am Michelle Morrison. I am a medium and an intuitive, and I support people to make beautiful spiritual connections with loved ones on the other side, with angels and spirit guides, and I love helping people tune into their own amazing intuition.
I am Dr. Tara Drummond, and I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I'm passionate about empowering people in all aspects of health and well-being. Our intention is to create community and connection. We do that with open hearts, minds, and a whole lot of love and laughter. The more we know ourselves, the deeper connection we can have within, which allows us to deepen connections around us.
We feel so passionately about this. You matter. That you are so important and that you belong, and we are creating and connecting to the hearts and wisdom of our bodies, mind, and spirits, nurturing and growing compassion, empathy, and community. We know that we are so much better together, and so let's walk together fiercely through this beautiful, sometimes really challenging, life as light warriors of love. Together with open minds and hearts, we can create a community where we celebrate, play, and thrive. Thank you for being here. Welcome back, everybody.
We are back. Season four.
Season four. The magic number four. Four's a magic number for me. How about for you?
It was my favorite number as a little girl.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was always my soccer number when I was young.
There you go. What do you know?
Interesting. Season four, here we come.
Here we come. Yeah. Moving into the fall of 2023 and moving into the final parts of the year before we hit 2024. I can't believe it already, but this is where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going.
Yeah.
Baby's going to start kindergarten. So both kiddos are going to be in school.
This is a big changing year for you in that regard. Yeah. Yeah. Unreal. We are recording this right now in and amongst a lot of wildfires happening. And we have been chit-chatting this morning with our love and concern for all of those who are under threat from wildfires. We are all in the smoke together, but not all of us have homes that are in a fire's way right now, but there are so many who do. And we're really, really heartbroken about that and really feeling for them. Tara, do you want to add any of the things you were talking about?
Well, as we say, we're going into season four. Four always makes me think of the heart. Yeah. Because it's got its four chambers. And when we are in our mummy's tummy, it is at 4 weeks that the heart starts beating.
Really?
So I like the number four for that. And it's beautiful because we pulled an intention card before this and it is called Heart of Source. We'll maybe come back around and talk about that a bit more. Yeah. It is that heartbrokenness looking at, like, a city right next to us is losing homes right now.
Yeah.
And it's almost too much for me to process. Like I said, I feel there's almost a numbness to it, a helplessness to it. Just sending prayers and thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a shifting world. Mm-hmm. We're definitely seeing that, and there's no two ways about it. It is a very helpless feeling, and I'm sure there are many, many people who obviously are feeling even more helpless than we are because their homes are under threat. And we just want you to know that we see you, we feel you, and we're praying for all of you for sure. What we want to create here on this podcast and what we have been working to create over the past three seasons together, Tara, is this community of belonging, of compassion, of kindness, of, how do we help one another? How do we walk fiercely through this really unbelievable world sometimes. It can be very, right now, very scary and unpredictable. And then there are very chaotic parts to it as well. And how do we stay with our heart source of energy? How do we stay coming from that heart place and move through it all with, you know, we need bravery, we need courage, we need resiliency, we need all of those things. And most of all, we really need each other. And so I hope that, you know, that's something that we're going to reiterate to you with every podcast that we do this coming season again, is that we are here for that, that we are here for the harmony, the inclusivity, the love for our fellow souls that we are walking this journey with, and knowing that it isn't easy, that there is a lot going on for each and every one of us right now. We know that in your lives that you have stuff going on that we know nothing about as well. And this is a place where you can find welcome, where you can find, you know, belonging and compassion and understanding. And so I hope that as you tune in, that that's what you find here in one way or another through our conversations.
You give me goosebumps, Michelle. It's completely it. It's we wanted to create this platform to connect with our humanity, like our hearts, that we are walking separate paths, but everybody on their path has hard moments, challenges. We are not excluded from that. So we thought showing up with our vulnerability and our heart and talking about all these different things would create this space for people to come and feel that, me too. And when we were first contemplating a name for the podcast, and we had Walked Together Fiercely, I remember this vision coming so quick and sharp, and it was this tall white ladder, and I was in the middle of it, and it was reaching down and grabbing people on the rungs below and yoinking them up, as well as reaching up and being helped up. And it was, it was this vision of us all climbing this ladder together, like no man left behind, no woman left behind, that we are all welcome here and we all belong just for being human.
That's right.
So this is the space that we are creating here.
Yes.
We like to laugh. We like to keep it light. And we wanted to share some of our summer highlights in this first one. But yes, starting out with that, that intention.
That's our intention. And that's the intention that we set, you know, every time we get together and sit down, that's how we feel. And with everything that we do, and we love to talk about all kinds of different things, right? I mean, we've got a pretty wide array of conversations that we've had over our time together. And we're going to continue to do that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I love speaking with new people. I love new ideas. I love other perspectives. Like, it really expands and challenges my mind, and I think it's so beautiful. Like, that's what I'm loving most about this.
Me too. I love listening to perspectives that maybe I hadn't heard before, or that maybe make me look at something in a different way that it hadn't occurred to me to look at it like that before. That's one of the things I love. So I do as much learning through our conversations, even when it's just you and I together. I'll do as much learning as I do, you know, in a lot of different other ways. And so it's always fun to have conversations. So we hope that it will provoke you to have conversations within your circles and your friends, so that you know that we are talking about stuff that may possibly be really important to you in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your summer, Tara. What have you been up to? This is the first time we've seen each other in a couple of months, honestly.
I know. We've been missing each other.
Yeah.
We've been off having fun.
We've been chatting by text and phone call, but we have not been together in person, I think, since we had dinner with the guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while. And then I keep sneaking away to the cabin where there's no cell service, so I kind of
you get
tied off grid a little bit,
which is great.
It is great. We were going back this weekend for another week, but then we won our semifinals in soccer last night, so I'm going to stick in town, and then we're going to play in the final in a few days, and then we'll head back to the lake. So wish us luck.
You'll do great. You're having fun.
We are having fun. And it's, again, it was actually like last season where it was a bit of a Cinderella story. So we finished in the league standings ranked 7 out of 10 teams. And now comes playoffs. We're boom, 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 going to be playing for first place. So that's, I'm really proud of our team. It's done a huge turnover in the last couple of years. So lots of new ladies. And this group of women really has my heart. Like, I am sinking into the team in a new way, and I have deeper gratitude for relationships and for women particularly. I know some of the women really, really well. Some are newer to me, and you can just see the unique beauty and gift that each of them come with, and I'm really getting a lot of joy out of the soccer team.
Lovely.
Yeah, so I'm going to sign up for more in the fall. We're going to keep playing throughout the winter, and yeah, we've done a few fun things. We've taken the kids to some water slides. We've gone on a few little road trips. It's mostly been to the cabin. Oh, do you want to hear a really sweet serendipitous story?
Mm-hmm.
We were on our way back from the cabin, and there's this cute little antique store that I've always wanted to stop at but haven't quite had the time or timed it well. So I finally got to stop there, and my mom tells me, oh, you're going to love her. This woman bought it from her dad 2 years ago because he couldn't sell it. So she's running it now. She used to be a teacher and then stepped out of the teaching to now do this full time. She's a little bit of a hippie energy. And I said, oh, she's my people. And in I hop into this gorgeous antique shop that has old mixed with new. So it's got all these beautiful old treasures, but then she's also got a lot of crafty newer stuff. There's crystals. It's gorgeous. It's in Lewis Creek for anybody that's making the drive that way. And this woman comes over. She remembers my mom because my mom bought a piece of furniture from her. And my mom says, oh, and this is my daughter, Tara. And I look at this woman and I'm like, Miss Crawford, she was my grade 5 Friday teacher.
Wow.
She was an angel of a teacher. Fridays were the best. And we just had goosebumps connecting and talking. Like, it felt so magical, so divine. And then my mom mentions, oh, and Tara is now a naturopathic doctor and she is doing a podcast. And she says, oh, what's your podcast? And I said, it's called Walk Together Fiercely. She goes, no way. My sister just told me I had to listen to that podcast.
Oh.
And I had some of those little cards that you had made with the QR code to scan it. So I left her a little stack of those, but it was divinely magical and sweet. Like, it was really beautiful, Michelle.
Oh, I love those kind of moments. Like those, you know, less than 7 degrees of connection, right?
Oh, so if she's listening, magical. Hi.
You loved her store because I've heard all about it.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes. So
that's amazing.
That was a divine sweetness in my summer.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, really nice.
How about yours? You've gone to see some good trees and mountains.
Oh my gosh. We did a camping tour. My husband and I love to camp. That is absolutely my happy place. We did a camping tour through the Kootenai Rockies this year. And so we visited some hot springs. We went all the way down to the southeastern corner of BC and then spent 3 glorious days in Nelson. And some of you listening, maybe possibly you live there, or you know where it is and you visited maybe, or maybe you've never visited at all. Here's what I'm going to say. If you have never been to Nelson, please, 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 please go. It is absolutely gorgeous, particularly in the summer. So I think they can get a fair amount of snow in the winter. Nelson people, you can correct me and let me know what that is because I don't actually know. But at any rate, this is what I loved about the community. The food. Oh my God. Like every restaurant is just banging out great food. So you eat well wherever you go. And everybody is so friendly. And what I loved also was that it really had the feel of a community of people helping people. And so on a menu, for example, it would say the vegetables are from this farm and the cider is from this brewery or, you know, whatever. Like it was all like local stuff and they were really tapping into that local grown stuff. The farmer's market was sensational. It was just lovely. And so the Kootenai Rockies are just absolutely just stunningly beautiful. It's just a gorgeous area of BC and we really, really enjoyed our time all the way through there, and met people from all different places in the world, even on our through our trip, and so that was just really, really cool. And I literally on this trip, like typically, like I'll take some of my stuff and I'll maybe do some writing or, you know, think I did none of it. I did zero amount of working, and I 100% leaned into just relaxing and enjoying. And so my favorite place this summer has been in my hammock, you know, swinging between a couple of trees, reading my book, and just completely chilling out. It's been really great. We got paddle boards, and so we've been doing some paddle boarding, and we have kayaks, and it's all the fun water things. Lots of time on lakes and things like that. Yeah.
Just bathing yourself in the forest and the water. I can feel that, Michelle. Like, it just sounds like it's got a lot of heart too. Like, you know, where people are making good food and supporting each other. And I love that community feel. It's really beautiful.
So that was really, that was pretty amazing. I also have been contending with a few health issues. I talked about this at the end of last season, and I, you know, I don't know all that I want to say about everything yet, because I don't all understand the learning that I'm going through, but there's been a few things that have been really key to me. The reason I want to say this is because for people listening, maybe you're going through some sort of challenge of your own, whether it be health or whether it be something different. Chances are, if you're alive and a human right now, there's a challenge you're going through. And so I've been taking it to the place of, what do I need to learn? What do I need to learn about myself? And one of the things that I keep coming back to, Tara, that we spoke about in our, you know, we do our 3-hour visit before we actually start recording, and today
we
was
missed
a bit
each
long.
Other.
Yeah, exactly. But one of the things that I keep coming back to is that I really need to continually work on tightening up my boundaries. And I was saying to you that I am right now feeling just a little bit more feisty. And what I mean by that is maybe like my bullshit meter is not so low as it used to be. That makes sense. So
tolerance for bullshit.
My tolerance level is maybe not where it used to be. And so I don't mean tolerance in terms of like accepting people for who they are. And, you know, I have tons of tolerance for that. What I don't have the tolerance for, meaningless conversation would be one of them. I would really rather spend my time in the deep end of the pool. My tolerance for rudeness or just thoughtlessness is just a whole lot less. So I don't know if that's right or wrong yet.
I love it. Like it makes me so happy. It's like a boundary on not sacrificing your energy, staying in unhealthy conversations or having negative interactions. It's just like, nope, we're not even going to be polite. And do you know what I mean?
Pretend
where
that,
I think you would.
Yeah, no.
You're kind at all costs, and that sometimes costs you.
Yes.
So now
it's very people-pleasing energy, and I need to wise up here.
And I love it for you, Michelle. Yeah. And the podcast is called Walk Together Fiercely. So Michelle is getting fierce.
Yes, a little bit fierce more fierce.
Fierce and feisty. Good.
A little bit more fierce. Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Anyway.
I love
so
it.
Those are things. And so I feel like my messaging is changing. My way of understanding things is changing. And it's probably meant to. And maybe this, I don't know if that's the entire reason for what is, you know, happening. But this is where I'm taking it at any rate. And I have also really, really delved into the energy of gratitude. Like, because I am incredibly grateful and blessed in so, so many ways. And so I'm really, really dwelling there. And that's what I've been doing. So I started a gratitude journal, a new one this summer. I've been keeping that up. And all I know is that the alternatives are not as good feeling. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I don't mean to gloss over difficulties or challenges that I'm having. There are days when I absolutely can cry, but I can come back to this. And so I really am right now proud of and my resiliency and my ability to keep putting one foot in front of the other and to keep going, even on days where that's really hard to do. Yeah.
I love you so much.
I love you. Mm. Yeah. So
I just made me feel so grateful for you.
I'm very happy to be back together and continuing this beautiful work that we love and all the fun things that we are looking forward to together this season.
I feel really grateful, Michelle, going into this fourth season, that while you are going through an evolution or a transition within yourself, that you have the courage to let us walk with you through it. I think that this season is going to be a little different. It has a different feeling than the other ones for me. And it feels a little, it's got an excitement to it. I'm really looking forward to season four. So thank you for all of your vulnerability, and I'm excited to hold each other's hands through this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, in ways, Tara, aren't we all just being broken open?
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just, and I do believe, I mean, all of us go through challenges. I do believe in some ways old souls go through them a little bit more deeply. And maybe it's because you do take it to a different level of learning or understanding, and not just saying, you know, I don't know why hard things happen to good people. It's not about that. It's not about fair. It isn't about any of those things. It is sincerely about what it is that you need to learn on your path. And so I think...
We doing the crunchy bits.
I'm doing the crunchy bits. Yeah. And so we're going to be walking through that for sure. I don't know all how it's going to turn out or how it's all going to look or what it's going to mean in the end of things. I don't know all those things yet, but I'm just walking through the unfolding of it. And I would just say just doing the best that I can every single day.
Yeah. And we'll walk together fiercely through this, Michelle.
Yeah.
And we've got our listeners, you listening to it in your ears right now. Thanks for being here, following us along. Share this out.
Yeah,
that would be that'd be some love.
Yeah.
Share it out. And I'm feeling Instagram inspired a little bit. Like, that's been one of our buffers. Neither of us love the social media aspect. Yeah. So also, if you know anybody that would like to take that on for us, we would love to have them.
We would.
But going into this fourth season, I feel like a bit more empowered in the social media thing, that my intention will be to use it as a tool more regularly and to connect with people there. So we look forward to that. People can find us at Walk Together Fiercely on Instagram. Yeah, I'm excited for this season, Michelle.
I am too. We're going to have some lovely people that we have lined up and coming on board, and some more great deep conversations, and ever evolving, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are changing beings. You know, in a month we might feel differently about something again, and I'm open to that fluidity of where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aw, blessings.
Yeah. Yeah. So thanks for being here. We both want you to know how much we appreciate you and you tuning in. And it's so beautiful for us to be able to see the numbers climbing and to see the people tuning in week after week after week, and new and different areas showing up on our map and all of that. So we love and appreciate you. And, thank you for being a part of our Walk Together Fiercely community, because we need one another very, very much. We would love for you to join us on our podcast page on Instagram at Walk Together Fiercely. Here we can chat, have community, ask questions, and lots of other extra information that you might not get on our podcast. For more information about us, you can find Dr. Tara on Instagram at Dr. Tara Drummond. For more information about me, Michelle, you can find me on Instagram at Michelle Morrison Medium. All other information about me is on my website, thebalancedsoul.com. This podcast is recorded by Michelle and Tara and is edited and arranged by Sammy Lucan.